Welcome to this nation. Are we spilling the tea? Are we dishing the dish? What are we doing today?
Well, Frank, it's a little bit of both. Megan Fox reveals why she quit drinking, and it might surprise you.
Plus, Lance Bass pranked his NSYNC bandmates, but did Justin Timberlake get the last laugh?
Ooh, and later, Frank, you're not going to want to miss this one. Andrew Freund's hanging out with your favorite Kate Beckinsale and the rest of the cast of the new movie, Jokes.
Hey, Crack will join us later, but Heidi, darling, did somebody accidentally spill the beans on their marriage?
That's right, Gary. On her podcast, Anna Faris is Unqualified. Anna actually revealed that her fiancé, Michael Barrett, is now her husband.
Oh. Hello.
They tied the knot at a courthouse in Washington State, and she also not only shared the news with us, but shared the news with her own family in the same haphazard kind of way. Her aunt had asked her how she was feeling about becoming a stepmother in the future to Michael's kids. And Anna replied, well, actually, I am a stepmom as of 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Now, wow. Sherry, are you surprised? Are you surprised, Sherry, that she just eloped?
When it's your third marriage and you've been doing it, what are you trying to keep it a secret for? You did it. It's done.
Right.
Now we over here sleeping on the edge of the bed. Like, why?
Because parents will be in her ass like, girl, you already been married twice. Why don't you just wait?
The third wedding gets the same attention as the third baby. You're not about to get a baby shower.
Then the
ass ain't finna get no sip and see. Okay, you get
really?
That.
I feel bad for that third baby.
But that's why I'm scared to get married a third time, because ain't nobody gonna care. They're gonna be like, whatever, Sherry. It ain't gonna last.
Well, you should care, Sherry. You care. Don't you worry about other people.
They're gonna be like, girl, we came to the first two. We ain't coming to no more weddings.
She doesn't care.
If this don't work out, if I go for a fourth ring, they're going to be like, baby, let it go. Like the Lord of the Rings, let it go.
Porsche is going to be the Tom Brady of marriage. She'll have seven rings.
All right, y'all. Megan Fox just shared that she does not drink anymore. But check out how it happened. In an interview for Who, What, Where, Megan was talking about some of her previous red carpet looks, and she got to the 2009 Golden Globes. Take a look at what she said.
At the Golden Globes, they always put those giant bottles of like Moet champagne on the table. I went through multiple glasses of that. Now I don't drink, and this is why. I was belligerent and said a bunch of I shouldn't have said on the red carpet after that. But I'm sure, I think I got in a lot of trouble for whatever I said on the red carpet at this event. I don't remember why, but I know that I did. You can look that up.
When Megan Fox says that she was belligerent, here's what she means. Because on that red carpet, Megan had said, I am a doppelganger for Alan Alda. Then she described herself using an outdated word for transgender. And when asked if her man, Brian Austin Green, was there, she said, he doesn't want to be my date. He's a man. He is an ego. So, Heidi.
Wow.
She said a lot. Now, if you were Megan, would you completely be mortified to find out what you said?
I would be mortified. And, you know, thanks to my co-host, Frank Kramer here. I don't know. About 10 years ago, that we were talking on the radio show about a food supply shortage. And I said, and I'm paraphrasing here, you know what we need, Frank? We need us a good pandemic that kills off some old people.
Nostradamus Hamilton, how dare you?
Nostradamus, that's what I am.
Nostradamus.
Oh, Lord.
This is your fault, Heidi.
Sober.
You spoke this into existence. I do not like you right now. Our lunch date is canceled, Mama.
Heidi, were you drunk? Were you drunk that day, Heidi?
I do the exact opposite as Megan Fox. I stay constantly drunk, so no matter what I say, I can always have an excuse.
That's right, you're drunk.
I'm drunk.
He's never sober.
All right, y'all, I love me a good prank, and apparently Lance Bass does too. So Lance posted a TikTok video where he pulled the I'm too busy prank on his NSYNC bandmates. Well, this is where you FaceTime someone, but then they immediately say they're too busy to talk and hang up. So Chris, Joey, and JC played along, but check out what happened with Justin Timberlake.
What the f***?
And Lance even used the hashtag, did you just deny me? So, of course, fans start asking if the guys were still close with JT, and Lance replied, brothers forever. Now, Gary, what you think about Justin Timberlake not answering the phone?
baby, Justin couldn't be bothered, honey. Say, Lance, girl, you're doing commercials and things, honey. I'm still making big money. I can't be bothered right now. So I'm not mad.
Yeah. I love you all, but I'm sorry. If I don't have makeup on and I look awful, I'm not answering a FaceTime call.
What?
I don't have to be doing anything. I'm not picking it up. So I'm like, I look like...
Brad be raw dogging it. Brad, just call you dry. Just call you. Answer the phone.
Raw dogging the FaceTime.
But you've seen me without makeup, Portia, and I've seen you without makeup, girl. We used to go to discussion like, girl, whatever. We get ready in the place.
Get transformed at work.
Okay. You guys are rod dogging. Don't rod dog it.
All right, Portia, your friend Andy Cohen has a new dating show out called X-Rated. E-X-Rated, yes. Uh-oh. So basically, the show puts ex-partners in the hot seat to rate their past lover.
Oh, no.
On a scale of 1 to 10 categories.
Oh, my gosh.
Ranging from, here are the categories. You got kissing, you got foreplay, and passion. Check out the clip.
What do your exes really think about you?
You're a giant pain in the ass.
The sex was okay.
Is he lying about his endowment?
No.
Okay.
I've never cuddled in a suit before
with
a girl.
Ooh.
They're exes. Rated our single from 1 to 10. She gave you a 7. 5. 1. Why'd you give her a 1?
She needs some help.
I like this show.
Sherry, would you want your exes, married or just dating exes, whatever, would you want them to rate you, Sherry?
Oh. Girl, my two husbands will rate me B for bitch. That's, I already know that.
No.
This is what my rating would be. No, I don't really. Yeah, well, Chewy, yeah.
No.
I would not want to be rated
Sherry.
By my exes.
Hey, what about you, Frank? If your exes had to rate you from 1 to 10, what would they rate you, brother?
Oh, man.
You'd get a 0 on foreplay for sure. Kissing, maybe you're okay.
No. Kissing, I'm very good at kissing.
No, he's a great kisser, y'all.
I used to be a lip model.
How you know,
as far as foreplay,
you're bad at that.
I'm a pleaser. My passion's where I fall off because I'm not very passionate unless I'm asleep.
Frank, how are you a pleaser, but you're not passionate? What are you, like an angry pleaser? Like, how are you doing it?
I'm an angry pleaser.
Are you close? Let me suck that nipple.
You ever watch a dog drink water?
You ever watch a dog drink water?
And then walk across the floor to the bed, his drips are all warm in the bed.
But you're definitely gonna have to mop later. You got to mop up later.
So Gary and HK, I heard that you guys have a deal on how we can get some tasty dishes weekly.
Now, I love to eat, too, but you know what? I don't cook unless there's a nice guy around.
Well, Gary, maybe HelloFresh can help you with the food part. I don't know about the fine man, yo. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips, so you can enjoy cooking and get it done in just about 30 minutes or less.
And I hear you get better value, honey. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing to the quality.
Yep, and you can also easily customize your order on the app within minutes. Easily change your delivery date, food preferences, plan size, or skip a week, whatever you need. And me and my family love to make the teriyaki chicken tenders often, and I'm clearly a chef when we get that recipe.
Okay, now enough with the food talk. Now I'm just starving. So where can the people sign up?
Oh, sorry, I forgot. You don't eat if there's not a fine man around. So go to HelloFresh.com/dish14 and use code dish14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/dish14 for America's number one meal kit.
Now, 14 free meals, what a great deal. And, honey, we have a lot more to dish, so don't you go anywhere. More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, baby. All right, y'all. They say it ain't tricking if you got it, right?
Hello.
That's what the
Amen.
Word on the street
yes.
is.
Okay.
So, Offset pulled up with guest host Anthony Anderson on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and he revealed that on his first date with Cardi B, he lost $10,000. That is right.
Oh.
Take a listen.
My first date, I went big.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to do something that was not normally done, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to have fun.
Right.
And not so serious and, like, you know, enjoyable time. So I took her to the Super Bowl. Then Tom Brady with the Superman, and then then he ended us. I lost $10,000 that night, too.
$10,000?
Yes.
Okay.
But you know what I won?
Huh?
My wife.
That ain't cute.
Oh, hold on. I got a question.
question for Gary, honey, the diva of the show. Now, Gary, I know you love to be impressed, honey. I know you love some coinage. How would you have felt if your date, would you have been impressed if he lost $10,000, or would you have rather to him just gave you the money?
Ain't nowhere in hell, honey, I would be impressed if he lost $10,000. I need that for my doggone pocket. Are you crazy? $10,000 is a lot of money, honey, and I want every damn penny not to lose.
But Gary, if your date would have won, they could have bowled out on you a little bit harder.
Now, Troy Hager, and this is a very touchy thing. Now, I know y'all don't have that much that kind of money, Super Bowl money.
Stop it.
But what is
Stop
the most
it.
Expensive?
Don't count my money. Speak for yourself.
Y'all do?
Gary, I've been to five Super Bowls, okay? So keep it pushing. Oh. Keep it pushing. Oh. Keep going. Keep going.
So what's the most expensive date that you've taken a woman on, Mr. Five Super Bowl dates?
You know what? I don't have to be extravagant because my penis works. So if your penis works, fellas, you don't have to spend a lot of money.
Did you say your penis works?
My penis works.
Well, baby, you need to take it to light, honey. Gary. We need to take it to the light, bitch. Let's see. Take it to the light, honey.
All right. Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is still messing with Vin Diesel. The Rock got a good giggle from an interview Vin gave last month about his Fast and Furious co-stars and how he had to give his castmates a lot of tough love. Well, in a recent interview, when asked about Vin's comments, The Rock said, "I laughed and I laughed hard. I think everyone had a laugh at that. I wish them well on Fast 9 and I wish them the best of luck on Fast 10 and Fast 11 and the rest of the Fast and Furious movies they do that will be without me." Okay, y'all.
I think it's safe to say that The Rock will not be in any more Fast and Furious movies. What do you think, y'all?
He is over it.
Done.
He is over it.
But he ain't all that. The Rock is not all that.
Yes, he is.
Apparently, he is.
They throw Rock into stuff when they want to save the franchise. Like, that dude is box office gold.
Yes.
Tyrese is the bomb. Tyrese is better than the damn Rock.
Tyrese is a good actor.
Yes. So we don't need The Rock.
But they've never brought Tyrese in to save a franchise. Like, The Rock doesn't save G.I. Joe. Yep, people stopped caring about Fast and Furious until The Rock was in it.
He got Jumanji. He got Jumanji again.
Right.
Even if you're not going to come back, you want to feel like that person wants to come back. You don't want to hear The Rock say, "I don't give a damn. I don't want to come back." You at least want to feel like he want to come back. That hurts.
Yeah.
If you want a good body rub down in the comfort of your own home, then the Invigorate Massaging Roll Pillow and Mini Body Massager is what you need, baby.
Okay.
This deal includes a massaging roll pillow that will give you that good vibrating action to relax muscles and relieve stress.
Yes, honey, for the vibration and stress reliever. Tell me more, Niece.
Oh, there's more, Gary. There's also a mini body massager that will give you an invigorating spot massage, and the set is so compact, you can take it anywhere.
Yo, this sounds amazing, Brat. How much?
Well, usually the pillow costs $30 and the massager costs $10. But for our Dish Nation family out there, you can get both for just $24.
Oh, nice.
Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, Andrew Freund is down to dish with Kate Beckinsale and Laverne Cox about their new film, Jolt. Come back right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. The comedy action film we have all been waiting for, Jolt, is streaming right now on Amazon Prime. And I'm about to sit down with stars Kate Beckinsale, Laverne Cox, and Jai Courtney. Check it out.
I've got this condition. It makes me snap.
Like Tourette's?
Just tiny bit more. Intense. Oh, seriously, you're going to make me go through the whole face-stomping, bone-breaking, making-a-mess routine? Okay, fine.
Kind of take us on the wild ride that this film is, because I felt like I was on a ride. There's so many things happening.
Jolt is a movie about a woman who has impulse control and who needs to jolt herself to keep herself from, you know, attacking people. And then she gets accused of a murder, and I am tasked to bring her to justice along with my partner, played by the brilliant Bobby Cannavale. There's chase scenes, there's explosions, there's guns. It's fun, it's funny. It is a wonderful escape from the terrors of this current world. It is a fun ride that I think folks will have fun with.
Okay, Kate, now I want to get in a little deep here because I want to know what ticks you off. I mean, I know you have a great life. You look great, everything's good, but there's gotta be some that pisses you off, like, you know, your character in this film. What pisses Kate off?
I mean, post-COVID, mid-COVID, almost everything. Very low tolerance for people or anything happening at all.
People who are slow walkers. I'm in New York now, and I walk fast. And so, like, slow walkers are really annoying for me. But that's my issue. That's not the world's issue. That's just why I'm in therapy.
You know what drives me crazy? Are those recapture things that make you select images that say you're not a robot. There's always two of them now, for some reason, like you got it wrong, no matter what, even if you did. I always get, like, I stress out because I'm like, is that a bicycle tire? Is it not? I don't want to be the guy that, like, and I don't want to do more of them than I need to. And they're always there when you just need to get something done.
And I'm not a big fan of rudeness. I don't like it when people are mean to my mum. That's when I really go crazy. But, you know, the reasonable things, loud talking in the movie theater, you know, people farting in elevators.
How do you handle your impulses?
If somebody is very rude out of the window of a car, I will turn into a kind of street brawling thug immediately, having been in a perfectly good mood. But I can generally control things in life. So I don't know, I can surprise myself.
Am I good with my impulses? Not particularly. I'm pretty impulsive. I can manage to sort of keep that to somewhere that's relatively harmless, you know? And just channel it through my online shopping or something like that.
Now, if I was going to give you a jolt machine and you could put it on anyone in your life to just zap the out of them, who would that person be and why, Kate?
What? Who would it be? Why? Because I don't like them and I want them to have an electric shock.
I don't know, maybe.
Can't say
maybe
that. They... I'm thinking of at least 13 people, but I can't say anything. You, right now.
Me? You're good. Me? I'm just wearing my H&M shirt, Kate.
What, just to see what would happen.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, this is us. Star Mandy Moore is a new mom, but that's not stopping her from going on other adventures. Check this out. Her son, Gus, is 5 months old, and she just went mountain climbing.
Love
along
it.
The way, Mandy shared selfies where she's pumping breast milk.
Jeez.
One said, new realities of adventuring, and she captioned the next one, more pumping on the summit.
We as men really don't know what women go through. Like, y'all are like super women, y'all. I don't know how y'all do it with the pumping and the this and the that and the C-sections and the giving birth, and it just looks painful. Is the pumping painful, y'all?
Oh my gosh, it's pulling on your boo.
You know what, Cher, I can't help but think, I'm thinking, this woman is breastfeeding and already got up on a mountain. It damn near took me a year to get back on top having sex. Like, I didn't want to do nothing.
Oh my God.
And she done climbed to the mountaintop.
But you were saying stuff like that before you even had PJ. I think Porsche is just lazy.
I remember she told me, like, I ain't doing she said, I'm a dead fish.
She was mad on my back. I remain on my back.
Porsche said she's a dead fish. She don't like to do nothing, okay?
She gonna be right here.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.